It's 4:06. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Veronica Rickert.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Coming up, our guest has advice for how to help keep kids sharp in the math department over the summer.
First, millions of Americans watched the Women's World Cup this year, setting soccer viewership records. And one Wisconsin woman was in the middle of the action as a referee.
Margaret Domka is from Stevens Point. She's now a high school teacher in Union Grove, and she's been a soccer referee at many different levels, including the National Women's Soccer League, international competitions. She was the only American referee at the Women's World Cup. Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me on.
So you've been in the game, Margaret, for a long time as a player and a ref. This is the big one. Was this a lifelong dream for you?
This absolutely was a dream for me to be there. Yeah, I couldn't have ever imagined making it, but it certainly was a dream that I had been working for a long time.
And what was it like going out there onto the field knowing this is the big event?
It was just really amazing. It was amazing to feel the energy of the players and all of the spectators in the stadium, and to realize that I had reached something that I had been dreaming about for forever.
Now, in any sport, a referee maybe having more people watching you isn't such a great thing because you really don't want to get it wrong on that big stage. Did this feel, once it started, did this feel like just another game, or was there that extra pressure knowing that more people were watching you than ever before?
There, of course, is added pressure, and certainly you want to get things right. It's a World Cup. It only happens once every 4 years, and so it's extremely important to the teams and the spectators and everyone involved that things go well. But I think there is a lot of training and a lot of preparation leading up to this. There's a lot of mental preparation to deal with the added pressure that there is at a tournament like this. And so when you have a chance to step on the field, you're really able to just internalize some of those pressures and but able to still perform and enjoy the moment.
I want to go back to the beginning. How did you get started in soccer?
I started refereeing when I was 13. I had been playing the sport already for a long time before that, and so it was a summer job for me to pick up a few dollars here and there as a teenager, and it has just grown from there.
Was that in the Stevens Point area?
That was in the Stevens Point area.
Now, my daughters play soccer. I see a lot of youth refereeing games. Not all of them are going to make a life out of it. They're not all going to go on to do it. When did you know that refereeing was something you wanted to stay with?
I think I was about 20 years old when I realized that this was something. So I've been refereeing for about 7 years at that point before I realized that it was something that I wanted to do as more than just a job, but to see where I could go. And I was very fortunate in that process of when I was younger, when I was 13 and 14 and 15, I had a mentor who really pushed me and saw that I had potential. And luckily, he kept promoting me to keep going with it so that eventually I was able to see the big picture for myself.
Talking to Margaret Domka, FIFA referee from Wisconsin, the only American referee in the Women's World Cup for soccer this year. Seeing the potential in a referee, what makes a good ref?
I think there are multiple aspects of being a strong referee. One, of course, is that you have to have fitness, multiple types of fitness. You have to be able to keep up with the game for 90 minutes, but you also have to have speed and agility. You also have to be able to make decisions constantly and be strong in those decisions and have confidence. And I think as well, just like with players, there's a lot of competition amongst referees as well. There are a lot of referees out there, and not everyone can make it to the top, so you have to have some competitive spirit to keep going and see how well you can do in order to reach the best of your ability.
Speaking of the fitness side, did I see something like a referee runs something on the order of 7 miles or something like that in a game?
Yes, referees certainly run a great deal. The athletes, obviously, at this level are professional athletes. They're elite athletes. So the referees are having to keep up with the game and make decisions. So they have to be as fast as the athletes are.
One thing I always wondered watching the World Cup, you know, the ref, there's a good chance they won't speak the same language as the players. You know, you wouldn't get to ref an American game, as I understood it. You did, I think, the Thailand-Ivory Coast game. How do you communicate with players when you aren't all speaking a language in common?
You know, the beautiful thing about soccer is that it's a worldwide sport. And so the rules are the same everywhere. So I can communicate that with them through body language. And when I'm on the field, I use English, but it's really not the words that I say that are communicating the message. It's the tone that I use. It's my facial expression, and it's the body language as well that everyone understands.
One thing I'll see in any sports, soccer included, is people talking back to the referee or the umpire, as the case may be. Was that actually helpful in the World Cup, not being able to understand what they were griping about?
Not necessarily. I mean, it goes the same way with the players as well, that, you know, when they come up to me, even if I can't understand their words, I can still understand their body language and their tone of voice as well. So communication still happens.
Now, we're talking in part about you refereeing women's games. You've done professional women's soccer in the U.S. Do women like you ever do men's games?
I do referee men's games as well to the second division in the United States of professional soccer. Certainly I work games for both genders.
And you teach high school in Union Grove. Do you work with kids there in the soccer program there as well?
In the past, I have worked with the soccer program there. At the moment in my career with refereeing, I'm so busy with those commitments that I have been unable to help out. But hopefully someday I will have more time in my schedule again to go back, because I love seeing the students in another aspect of their life, something outside of the classroom. It's very fun.
Any advice for younger people listening, thinking, hey, I love playing the sport, I love the rules side of it, the technical side of it, maybe I want to become a ref? What would your advice be for them?
My advice would be to go for it. There's all sorts of opportunities in refereeing, and I would say the best part of all is that there are all sorts of friends to be had and relationships to be developed, and it's just an exciting opportunity. You can challenge yourself in every single game that you do to see how well you can do, and you can always get better. Always, always, you can get better.
Now, as we mentioned at the outset, a lot of people watched this Women's World Cup, a record setting. I just saw that Alex Morgan will be sharing the cover of the newest addition to the FIFA video game with Messi, the international men's player. Are you excited by the growing interest in women's soccer in the U.S. and around the world?
Absolutely. I think this is wonderful for women's soccer in general. It's a sport that continues to grow, and it's great to see women's sports having part of the spotlight along with men's sports. It certainly is a benefit for myself and my own career, but worldwide, very exciting to see more and more people being drawn to the women's game.
Margaret, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
That's soccer referee Margaret Domka from Union Grove, Wisconsin. She was the only American referee in this year's Women's World Cup.